This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, and the, I guess getting all the bad news of the Baltimore Orioles, like the losing, Ed. Getting news that you're getting Zach Eflin back this weekend and also O'Neal's going to be back in the lineup. That's good news because the people that they're replacing, they're much better than.
Oh, exponentially. Not to dog the people they're replacing, but getting Zach Eflin back in particular, to me, that's huge. I mean, He's the best pitcher on the roster right now. It will be. So, I mean, and by far. So, it brings a welcome relief.
If Dean Kramer could continue to turn it around, Jeremy, you get Eflin back, then you got two solid pitchers in the rotation hoping to get another one back within the next 3 to 4 weeks, maybe. But it's great news. Like Ed said, you're getting your best pitcher back.
Yeah, and, I mean, you talk about that. It's obvious when people hear Eflin. I don't know if he can pitch all 5 days, but it'd be great if he could. And I'm kind of, like, honestly, I am excited to watch Kramer pitch today because the last start and hearing all, like, the weird thing about April, I don't even know if that even plays. You know, like, when you go back and look at it going, his numbers in April are god-awful, but after that, he settles down if there's something to it or not. But the Tyler O'Neill thing is interesting because they've been so bad against left-handed pitching. He hasn't been great against left-handed pitching this year. But on his career against left-handed pitching, he's got a .526 slugging. He's hit 32 bombs against it. So I feel like getting him back will help against the left-handed lineups and not make every left-hander look like Sandy Koufax.
And it also gets someone out of the lineup that shouldn't be in the lineup every day.
Correct.
That's the most important thing for me.
True.
You know what I mean? You got it's something called overexposure. I think one of the bad things that happens when a role player who's always been a role player plays every day, well, you think, well, he puts up good numbers in his role. Maybe you should play him every day. No, he's successful because he's a role player. I don't want – you guys know I love Ramon Arias. I don't want him to be my everyday infielder. I don't. I want Ramon Arias to be the guy that he is. I want Westberg at third. I want Jackson Holliday at second. And I want Arias there to give these guys a day off. I want him getting his – out of a 7-day period, he should have no more than 3 starts. That's what I want from Arias. I think that's when he's at his best. I don't mind Ramon Laureano. I like him better than I thought I would. I like Ramon Laureano better than I thought I would. However,
he had a weird quote after yesterday's
game.
He's
not one of the 3 outfielders. He's one of the 5 outfielders. What was his quote after the game?
I mean, it was just something about being in your effing brain or something. Like, you got to. He's talking about moving forward and not focusing on what's happened and trying to get that out. But it was just the way he kind of worded it just sounded awkward to me. He dropped an F-bomb.
Can I give you Ramon Laureano's story?
Yeah.
Someone was playing music really, 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 really loud in the clubhouse. Really loud. Everybody's looking around like, oh, turn the music down. Ramon Laureano sat in his locker. Look. And he just had one of these grumpy looks on his face. He gets up, storms over to it, and turns it down. I looked at him and said, You make an executive decision? That's right.
Mr. Clark don't play.
I'm like, okay. And no one said a word.
Damn.
No one said a word. I'm like, okay. All right. Now we established the pecking order. I looked at him. I got to admit. I started looking at him different then. I'm like, okay. Yeah, he's a dude. And on top of that, on the field, he's done better, Ed, than I thought he would do.
Me too.
Including that home run yesterday.
That's the pleasant part of that. I didn't know what to think when he, you know, was there. I like him. I do. He's got a bit of an attitude, even better.
I start liking him, but now on the field, I'm cool with that. Again, I don't think he's one of the three outfielders. He's one of the five. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the quote that Jeremy said he said last night, just getting to know him, I can almost imagine where that came from, the place that it came from.
It's probably
a message that he's kind of sending to the team. Look, man, we got to move ahead. Don't get in your head right now. Let's move forward. And I think this team can get back into it if they just, you know, the Charlie Morton quotes here. Like the caller said, I agree. Charlie Morton's in his head. Is Charlie Morton still good? That remains to be seen. But I think a little bit of what's going on right now, like, I think the caller was spot on. He's in his head. On your off days, you're thinking about how bad you've been. And I'm like, how about think about how good you're going to be the next start? I don't want to hear you talking about how bad you were. How about being good the next start? How about working on those things and getting better the next start? That's what I want to hear Charlie Morton talk about.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's go to Rosedale. Get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, Red.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe. We are having a festival Sunday, May 18th in Little Italy. Light up Little Italy to support Little Italy, Baltimore, small businesses, and my group, Guild, Mo Gabba Foundation, Oil Advocates.
Look at that.
And how important... How important is this month playing all under 500 teams and winning to the Orioles season? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too, but I know you want to comment on the May 18th.
Yeah, outside of the you know, all the things, Antonio calling in, his dad's trying to raise some money, trying to get Little Italy going, a lot of great restaurants down there.
Antonio is from good stock.
Yes.
His dad is the man.
And on top of it, starting a foundation that he'd like to make annual, where just it's giving back. I mean, when we all talk about it. You experience something, pediatric cancer, MS in my family, and depression and the stuff that I'm dealing with. Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to speak for everyone. We all have something. Rob with autism, and I know you're dealing with some stuff. Lost your mom last year. You know, there's a lot of things going on. And with ALS, you were doing so much there. Ed, your family and all the things you've given back on and all the different charities, the pediatric hospital, like all these, you get affected by certain things and it tugs on your heartstrings. Seeing these kids, I told somebody, I went to a dance party with the Allied kids and the I guess, is it a guild that they, his group,
mm-hmm.
They invited me to a dance party. Can I tell you, I don't enjoy a lot of things anymore.
Did they outdance you?
No, nobody could do that.
Okay.
But I actually had girls that were coming up to me asking me to dance, and they were jealous that I was dancing with the other girls. I didn't tell Katie about it. But anyway, the whole point is, I had the best time of my life because there was nobody there with any anger, with any, like, it was just people having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, dancing like no one was watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so now doing this in Little Italy next week, I'll be down there. I'm going to go down most of Sunday, I think. And then Saturday night, we got a VIP event there that we're going to be doing at Joe Benny's. So, and if you hadn't had Joe Benny's balls, you got to try them. They're really delicious.
Yeah, I got them on my shirt.
Yeah.
Joe Benny's the man.
You got his balls on your shirt?
And the meatballs.
Oh, okay.
Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. The only thing I want to hear from Charlie Morton is him talking about retirement. I want this team. I want everybody to understand.
Are you about to cry, Eli?
Damn.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's hard. It's hard watching this team some nights. I'm trying.
You should have said no. I'm all out of tears.
I'm all cried out.
This is the only thing I look forward to. Like, I don't watch basketball. I just watch the O's, and like, it's kind of hard watching them catch these L's. But when Eflin come back, I just feel like we want to start, you know, putting some dubs together, and we can get two series out of this month.
I honestly think they are going to get better. It's just, did they dig themselves too deep of a hole to come out of? It's still very early.
Too early for that. Got three wild cards.
Here, let me read you Laureano's comment real quick because it was funny. We need to think positive, optimistic. Everybody has their own brain. I can't grab their brains, you know? Hey, look at this, bro. Let's bleeping go hard, you know? We've got to figure out a way to get a big fire for tomorrow. You know? You know? I can't grab their brains? Yes. I mean, it's like, I'm assuming that's a little broken English, but that's what I'm saying. It was kind of funny.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.